The ships are built nowadays to be practically unsinkable, and each ship is supposed to be a lifeboat in itself.
The ship was specially constructed so that she would float with any two compartments full of water.
Yes, sir. And then this explosion, or whatever it was, took place. Certainly, I think it was the boilers exploded. There was a terrific blast of air and water, and I was blown out clear.
The men in our boat were anything but seamen, with the exception of one man. The women all rowed. Every one of them.
Did you hear any cries of distress?
Oh, yes.
What were they? Cries for help?
Crying, shouting, moaning.
From the ship or from the water?
From the water. After the ship disappeared. No noises before.
Our concern now was to get out of the wreckage and to get away from the swimmers in the water before they tried to get on the boat and all of us would be lost. You do not want the details of that, nor the horrors of it. That does not concern you.
Phoenix Audio presents The Titanic Disaster Hearings. The official transcripts of the 1912 Senate investigation. Edited and with an introduction by Tom Kuntz. The Titanic steams onward in the popular imagination. For decades after its sinking in 1912, the lure of the doomed White Star liner remained powerful as its wreckage lay lost and undisturbed 2 miles beneath the surface of the North Atlantic. With the discovery of its remains in 1985 by a team led by Dr.